Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Matthew from Bothell is. Matthew, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Matthew and Steve. It's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Matthew will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Honeycrisp and Golden Delicious are types of what?
Cereal.
No.
Honeycrisp and Golden Delicious apple.
Yes, sir. Paul Rubens was more commonly known by what name?
The movie place, Pee Wee Herman.
That's right. How many losing seasons has Russell Wilson had?
4, 5, 6, 12.
No. Who had the hit song Sweet Dreams Are Made of This?
Cousin Rose. Oh, no, Aerosmith. No, Sweet Dreams. Nope. Rhythmic.
Yes. In what decade was Mother Teresa born?
Like decade 20s, 1810, 1910.
The tens, yes, the tens. On which Hawaiian island would you find Diamond Head?
Oahu.
That is correct. How many ounces are in a pound?
16.
Yes. What's the only letter of the alphabet that does not appear on the periodic table?
Z.
No.
U.
No. Who voices Dory in Finding Nemo and Finding Dory?
Pass.
In what city would you find the oldest ballpark still in use?
Chicago.
No.
Boston.
Yes. And with that, you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. That's pretty good.
I hate to do this, Taryn, but are you sure your counting is correct? I heard the episode the other day.
You know what? Let me double check.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, you got 7 correct.
I ran out of fingers.
You know, I really do. I need like an abacus in here or a CPA to make sure I'm not screwing it up.
Yeah, because I always mess up doing the finger count. I forget what finger I'm on.
Steve Miggs, you're back in business. Are you ready?
Yes!
Honeycrisp and Golden Delicious are types of what?
Apples.
Correct. Paul Rubens was more commonly known by what name?
I know you are, but what am I? Pee Wee Herman.
That's right. How many losing seasons has Russell Wilson had?
Oh, man. I believe Mr. Unlimited has only had 2 losing seasons.
You are correct.
With the Broncos.
Yes. Who had the hit song Sweet Dreams Are Made of This?
Marilyn Manson.
No.
Eurythmics.
Yes. In what decade was Mother Teresa born?
I don't know. The 1900s?
No.
1910?
Yes. On which Hawaiian island would you find Diamond Head?
Diamond Head is on Oahu.
It is. How many ounces are in a pound?
16.
Correct. What is the only letter of the alphabet that does not appear on the periodic table?
Q.
No.
Z.
No.
J.
Yes. Who voices Dory in Finding Nemo and Finding Dory?
Ellen DeGeneres.
It's true. What city is home to the oldest ballpark still in use?
Boston.
Steve Miggs, that is correct. Oh. And with time to spare, you got a perfect 10.
Let's go.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Mr. Unlimited.
And they say that.
It's been a while since I've had a perfect 10.
That was awesome. And your competitor, he got 7. So oh, okay. He still did pretty good.
Nice job.
He still did pretty good. Congratulations, well, Steve.
I mean, he can go buy a shirt. He'd just be lying. But if he goes to the Rock Shop, he can get an I Beat Migs t-shirt.
Get that at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we have a simple question for you, and we promise, we cross our hearts, it's a simple question that anyone can answer, but you have to call now. 206-803-ROCK. Help us out and answer a very simple question. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Foo Fighters. This past Monday, during the Braves-Blue Jays game, the Braves have this sideline reporter by the name of Wiley Ballard, and he hosts a segment called The Field Report, Steve, where he interviewed two female fans.
Field, not feel.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, field. I don't know if you should be interviewing two female fans if you have a report called The Feel Report.
Well, apparently he had a little bit of encouragement and ended up asking for their numbers.
Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
And I'm Kayla.
And you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, Wiley. Got 4 innings to get the numbers.
I'm on it. All right, so they want me to get your number.
So either the play-by-play guy is the greatest wingman ever, or he's just the ultimate troll.
So great.
He's one or the other.
They want you to get my...
I'm dead serious.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago. I got the number. We're good.
Oh, let's go, Wiley.
He shot his shot and it worked.
Made it happen.
So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we're going to start with Ted, who's on I-5. Ted, when was the last time that you hit on someone?
Honestly, every single day. My wife is my favorite person.
Aww.
I know. Teaser. I definitely try and put the moves down every day on her.
What's your move? Do you just go for a little butt grab? Because that's what I do. Not to your wife, my wife, but I go for the butt grab.
Oh, yeah. I'd grab your wife's butt, too. She's great.
Wait a second, Ted.
Hang on. I know. No, I do poke the butt. I don't grab the butt.
Oh.
No, I rub her back, the upper part of her back, into her hairline, all that stuff, and just tell her she looks good and tell her I love her. And
now, Ted, was the last time that, did you hit on your, what eventually becomes your wife, the girl that you met, did you hit on her or did she hit on you when you met?
So, okay, we were working in a restaurant together and I was previously married and it was right around the time that it came out that my ex-wife was selling herself a little bit often on Craigslist.
For real?
Oh, yeah. And, so I just found that out, and I started working in this restaurant, and this lady walks into the kitchen. This server walks into the kitchen on my second day. My trainer just left, and she says, "Hey, how long on that pasta?" I looked at her dead in the face. I said, "I don't know. I have no idea." And she said, "Well, I looked at her dead in the eyes. I said, "Hey, you want to go make out in the walk-in?"
And it worked.
Eventually, it did.
And then the follow-up question was, are you an escort on the side? I was not expecting that answer.
Solomon, when was the last time you hit on someone?
Well, it was Valentine's Day.
This past year?
This most recent one. I work in Bellevue, and every morning before I work, I stop off of the Safeway down here, and I get a breakfast sandwich.
Okay.
And the girl behind the counter, for about 2 months, we have a rapport. She's always smiling at me and you know, like, you know, getting along well. I show her pictures of my daughter on my phone, and, you know. And I just keep in mind, I'm not one of those people that think that every girl that talks to them or smiles at them is interested. I realize that's a problem with a lot of guys.
But you were feeling it with her.
I was totally feeling it with her. So I on Valentine's Day, I get some flowers and some Lindor chocolates, and I have them delivered to her work with a card that says, I'm not sure if you already have a Valentine's Day, Valentine, but if not, here you go. And I signed it. And so the next day when I went in, she saw me, she turned around the corner and took off. And then some guy came up to me and said, listen, you can't be harassing our employees.
Oh no.
So it did not work out well.
Oh, that's too bad.
No more breakfast sandwiches.
Possum Paul in Hillsboro, when was the last time you hit on someone?
So real quick, before we get to that, Steve, I want to say I'm a little bit disappointed.
What did I do?
You snubbed the Matrix in the earlier segment.
Oh, that was a great soundtrack, too. We're doing 90s Excellent. Soundtracks.
You're not wrong. I didn't snub it. Loudwire did, but you're absolutely right.
Okay, fair enough.
That is a great fair soundtrack.
Enough. So... The last time I can remember hitting on somebody was quite a while ago. My future ex-wife and I got married, I don't know, 8 years ago, and we were maybe a year into it, and she told me, you need to have a girlfriend. And, kind of suggested some poly stuff. And so... there's this really cute electrician at work that was flirting, and so I tried to make that all happen, and I just got in trouble for it.
With the electrician or with the wife?
With the wife. Well, I think with both of them, actually, because the electrician ended up, considering me a creep.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a lose-lose situation.
I guess you could say sparks were not flying.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Stone Temple Pilots August 29th at the Evergreen State Fair in Monroe. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Stone Temple Pilots on August 29th at the Evergreen State Fair in Monroe. Say hello to our contestant. It is Jeremy from Bothell. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Now, guess what? You're stuck with me because Danny's on vacation.
Yeah.
And so you maybe draw the, you drew the short stick having Taryn as your partner.
I don't know. I feel like you crush it.
You think so?
Yeah, I have faith in you. I think you and Jeremy are going to be a great team.
Well, I'm no Steve Miggs, but I will do my best.
It's actually a good reason for that.
Jeremy?
I don't see any problem with this.
What's that?
I don't see any problem with you.
Oh, right. Thank you. All right, Jeremy, saddle up. Here is your clip.
Oh, man. My phone is having... It sounds so rough on my side of the phone.
Let me play it for you one more time. Put your phone right up on that phone, and we'll try it again, okay?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
I can give you a hint if you need one.
Or I could sing
it. I know it. It's SCP.
Yes.
It's got to be... I know what it's not.
Ruling some things out along the way. That's good. Let me see if I can give a hint here. Steve, I just want to make certain. Is this the song that you played with the band?
You know it.
Okay. So Steve played this song with the band one time. The first word of the three-word song title is another word for intercourse.
Oh, boy. Sex type thing.
Yeah!
There are countless Stone Temple Pilots songs that I say I love. This will forever be my all-time favorite because it's the one that really introduced me to the band. I remember watching on MTV and just being like, this song is incredible.
So did you get to request this as the song to play with them?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
When we did the interview and when the Leo brothers and offered it, like, hey, and Eric, the drummer, like, hey, if you want, jump on stage and drum with us. And I was like, absolutely. Like, well, what song do you want to do? I'm like, can I pick any song? And they're like, absolutely. And I was like, well, selfishly, the song that made me fall in love with your band, I know it's one of your biggest hits, but I would love to jump up on stage and do sex type thing. They're like, yeah, sure. Plus, it's an easy song to play on the drum. So I was like, let me keep it simple for myself because my nerves are going to be in overdrive.
Well, yeah. You did great.
That was
awesome.
And
so did Jeremy and I. But now it's my turn, Jeremy. I got to do one more for you.
Oh, I know you got it.
All right. You ready, Taryn?
I'm ready.
For Stone Temple Pilots tickets.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Was that even a second?
I know. That was a fraction, Jeremy.
That's what she said.
Okay, let's go again.
All right, you ready?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I can hardly hear it.
I could give you a little... I'll give you an ounce bit more, okay? Just to help.
Oh, I got it. It's a Van Halen Hot for Teacher.
This song, when I saw it on MTV's Headbangers Ball, conjured up some feelings I didn't know I had as a young man.
Congratulations, do you remember the music video, Jeremy?
Sweet, thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah, have fun at Stone Temple Pilots. Do you remember the music video?
I don't know if I ever saw it.
Oh my gosh. They're in a classroom. They got these kids that look like young versions of the members of Van Halen. And then it's like right here. The teacher gets on the desk, takes off her clothes. She's in like a bikini and just dancing around. And I'm like, man, school is awesome. So my school is never that cool.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, please give us a call now. Our number is 206-803-ROCK. And we will check in with the Rockaholics after AC/DC. Morning. We have received texts and calls from our Rockaholics that we've not yet had a chance to chat about. But right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics and it's brought to you by Window Nation. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Now, earlier this morning, Steve, we were talking about run-ins with security and we have someone on hold that has an airplane story for us. But first, let's chat with Ryan from Arlington because we were talking about the times that we knew that the relationship was over, when you knew it was time to make that person an ex. Ryan, tell us your story.
Hey, how are you all doing?
We're great, Ryan.
I just want to say I appreciate you guys. You make the good days great and the bad mornings a little better, you know?
That's the hope, man. I appreciate you for saying that. Thanks.
So I met this girl through a mutual friend. She lives 150 miles away over in OMAC, for those of you that don't know how far that is. And so we get to chatting, and she came down here for a job fair because I'm a welder and she's a welder as well. So she came down here for a job fair and wanted advice on welding and stuff like that. And we ended up going out to dinner. Things were going well. By the third date, she wanted to make things exclusive. So I said, okay, that's fine. And we made things exclusive. After the fourth date, she was talking about marriage and kids and baby names already, which should have been a red flag for me for the start. But
yeah, but, you know, sometimes we think with the wrong head.
Right. So I said, let's slow it down a little bit. Let's make it through this summer. And so we made it through summer, and things were still going pretty good. And by the end of September, we went to one of her friend's weddings, and she was off that whole weekend, and I thought something was strange. And I had to come back to my side of the mountains because I work over here Monday through Friday. So I came back, and I don't hear a word from her on Tuesday. By Wednesday, I'm getting a little worried because we at least call each other once a day to talk. And we shared each other's locations, right?
Okay.
So I could see that she made it to work, so she's still alive. That's good. And then after work on Thursday, she heads to this house, which I know it was somebody's property that we were at a party the night before. It's a house full of guys, too, all guys, no girls there. So she stayed the night the first night and stayed the night the second night, and by then I'm sure you guys know what's going on.
Wow. So she came first to see you and then just headed off with those guys and decided, okay, now it's time to hang out with those dudes?
Yeah, I mean, we were in a committed relationship for 8 months. I was starting to get serious about moving in with her because we made it through the summer and we had a connection, you know, so.
Oh.
Did you confront her about it and say, hey, look, I know where you are, or did you say, chalk it up to a loss? Like, clearly she knows I know where she is because you guys shared your locations, but did you get any closure?
Sort of, yeah. So I did confront her. I didn't go over there in person. I wanted to, but I got her to finally answer the phone. So she talked about this, and then we talked about it, and she said she didn't do anything, but I'm, you know, at this point, my trust is on the wary side, so.
That's a bad look, yeah.
That's a really bad look. I wonder if she used those kid names with her next boyfriend.
Oh, you think
so? The ones that she had picked out, you know?
Oh, jeez.
Solomon, you are at work, and tell us the story about your run-in with security.
Well, I was taking my daughter, my six-week-old daughter, to Texas, and we get on the plane, and we're waiting to take off, and all of a sudden, two police officers started walking down the aisle, and I noticed that they're getting closer and closer to me, and finally they said to me, they said, hey, can you come off the plane? We have some questions to ask you. And I'm like trying to figure out what's going on. So I'm like, okay, sure. So we go you know, outside the plane in that little ramp area, and they said, well, it's come to our attention that this kid might not be yours, and you're trying to take her away. And I'm like, I realized what happened was when I was going on the plane, the lady said, oh, you're not traveling with the mom? I'm like, no, we're trying to get her away from the mom.
Oh.
That was a drug-related issue, right? So there, it's a Saturday, okay? So one officer is trying to get a hold of anybody at CPS to find out if I'm allowed to take this kid. The other officer is trying to have me be able to prove that the kid's mine. Now, everyone said when she was born, she looked just like me. So I'm like holding her up to my face going, see?
Look.
And then, and so I'm like trying to look at my phone, so I haven't hold on to my kid, right? So I'm searching through the phone. I find the birth certificate, but that doesn't have a picture on it, right? So he's like, "Is there any other information that could sell us?" You know, and I finally find the picture of me in the operating room with my baby, you know, my baby's mom, me and the baby, right? So he's like, okay, go ahead. And he's like, reach in my pocket, grab my phone, take a picture of the birth certificate, take a picture of the baby picture, you know, because he had my kid in his arms. He wasn't taking it away. He was just holding it for me, right? And so I give him both of those pictures. And then finally, the other police officer got a hold of somebody and says, yeah, there's no restrictions on him from flying. And I was like 2 seconds from missing the plane, right?
Oh man, I'm glad that you were able to get that figured out. Have you traveled yet with Barrett on
a
plane?
Only a couple times.
I never thought about that experience until we did it. And like when you go through TSA and then they look at your kid and they're like, what's your name? And then Tatum had like a long pause. I'm like, Tatum, just say freaking Tatum, say your freaking name. Like, just like I wanted to say it, but then I thought, well, then I think I'm like kind of trying to force the issue. But I'm like, just say your damn name. I don't want to be looked at like as if I'm like stealing a child.
Well, you do look sketchy, Steve.
Thanks.
The Daily Migs Show.
Earlier this morning, we got a voice message from a listener that led to a slew of texts from other rockaholics saying that he's pretty much screwed. How so? You'll find out at 9:50. Earlier this morning, we got a voice message from a rockaholic that has led to pretty much nonstop texts from other rockaholics.
All morning, we have people commenting on this voice message.
This is the voice message that they left through the Odyssey app.
Good morning, you guys. This is Spencer from Lacey. Today is my wife's birthday. We've been together for 10 years now. Every birthday, there's always this obligation to make a social media post professing your love for your significant other. And that's great. I'm here for it. You know, I'm not denying the fact that I love my wife and that she's a great mother. But after 10 years, it gets a little old. So I don't know what you think about this, but I just used ChatGPT to write a poem to make my Facebook post. And it took about 10 seconds, and it was better than anything I could have wrote. So,
and so then he called us again, or left us a voice message again, and read the poem for us.
I'm up with. Hopefully I get away.
Here we go.
I just asked it, hey, write me a short poem for a strong mother and loving wife, and this is what it came up with. She stands with strength in every stride, with love that lifts and arms held wide, a mother fierce yet soft and warm, a quiet force, a steadfast storm. She builds a home with heart and grace, a gentle smile, a sacred place. To those she loves, she's always near, a voice of calm, a hand sincere, a partner true through joy and strife, a strong mother, a loving wife. Now tell me that isn't better than any of the nonsense that my male-oriented brain would have tried to come up with.
And then the texts have just been awesome. One person texted and said his wife knew he didn't write that by the end of the first stanza. After 10 years, she knows. I've been married for 33 years. They always know. And then my favorite one, well, one person said, you're not going to get away with that. That poem sucked.
Oh.
And then the next text says, I hope ChatGPT can help you look over the future divorce papers.
Ouch.
The Daily Mix Show.
What are crack rock cookies and why can you get them in a small town in Washington?
Tell me where.
We're going to tell you during the Daily Mix download after Soundgarden.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And Ryan Castle joins us. Yes. This fine sunny day via motorcycle.
Yeah.
A ride on the hog.
It's a good day to take the bike out, for sure.
Can I ride on the back of your hog?
You certainly can.
Let's go.
I'm going to get one of those shirts that say, if you can read this, the bitch fell off, and the bitch would be Steve.
I saw a guy get out of a pickup truck at the gas station with that shirt. I'm like, I'm so immature, but I'm dying laughing the entire time.
That guy's got a lot of class. I like it.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Bad news, Kraken lost. Their season's done. They're just out of no chance for the playoffs, of course. So the season's over. But the good news, next year they're lowering some ticket prices, so that's nice.
Yeah.
And they also announced that they're going to be unveiling a third jersey for next season. So myself and Danny V will go broke next year on Kraken merchandise.
So worth it, yes. Though, right? I know, Ryan Castle, you came storming in here when you heard about the crack rocklet chip cookies that are happening in Battleground.
Tell me where. Oh, Battleground.
Battleground.
Road trip.
Where apparently, the hell is Battleground?
It's like on the way to Portland.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So these cookies have cocaine, fentanyl, and meth in them.
And it's not even creative. I don't know if you've seen the pictures of them, but they're in like tinfoil cookies, and then there's a baggie inside the tinfoil as well.
Are they actually? I'm confused. Is that like real drugs?
So I think the cookies are legit. You can enjoy the cookies of all ages.
They're just
probably
hiding the drugs in the cookies.
But then they have a little baggie for you to sprinkle some drugs on top of the cookie. Okay. I guess
that is the weirdest presentation of drugs I've ever seen.
It really is. But I'm also on my way to Battleground.
Hello, none of us are offended that they're trying to sell drugs. We're all just like, the presentation of the cookie and the drugs is just not top notch.
I can think of different places to stick drugs that aren't a cookie.
Do better. better battleground. Do better. Hey, as far as well, the Mariners lost yesterday as well. They're back at it against Cincinnati today at 3:40. And that game is in Cincinnati. As far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 61 degrees. A great day to ride on the back of Ryan's hog. That's the DMD. It's brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12 pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.